On the road to zero fatalities, if you're heading home from work tonight, if you're getting ready to have dinner with your kids, consider having a conversation with them about seatbelts. Here's why. Early yesterday morning, two teens died in a car wreck on the LaSalle Loop Road outside of Moab. They'd been out after the prom when the crash happened. 14-year-old Taylor Bryant and 16-year-old Connor Denny were both thrown from the car. This could have been prevented with a simple click of a seatbelt. Debbie and Clark Hill lost their 24-year-old daughter, Chelsea, to a low-speed crash 6 years ago. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Debbie says the story about what happened in Moab hit a nerve.
It's always difficult anytime you lose someone, and especially a child. It is your worst nightmare. But I think there's an extra, I don't know how to put it, sadness when it's so preventable. And that's when you hear the story of the kids down there in Moab. It's all preventable.
The Hills have tried to share that message for years. They've traveled to schools. They've worked with Zero Fatalities to educate kids about the life-saving importance of seatbelts.
I mean, we had lost Chelsea. We were talking in every single high school we went to. I would drive away that night sick again because the impact that these parents that I get to see of videos of how a loose body in a vehicle can fly around and cause so much damage. We've had a little bit of a struggle with our own family and friends convincing them of seatbelts, and we're very diligent on saying we're not moving a tire until you're buckled in.
KSL is working with Zero Fatalities to try and make sure your kids come home alive every time. So if you've heard the news out of Moab and are asking what you can do about this kind of tragedy, take a minute. Have the talk with the kids about seatbelts.